Okay, Carol, well, we've got some lovely news, haven't we, about Finn and the search for a donor. Do you want to just tell us what's the latest update?
Yeah, we visited Finn's consultant yesterday in Manchester, and we were told that he has a very good match. So as long as everything goes to plan over the next few weeks, he should be going in for a transplant in a couple of weeks' time.
That is fantastic news, because our listeners will remember this story. We had our donor drive at the Radio City Tower a month ago, and lots of them have been asking us over the past few weeks, how's he getting on, how's he doing? But we, you know, this is great news. He's going to get his transplant.
Yeah, it is. It's great. He's had a rough few weeks. He's not been too well recently, but yeah, he's a lot better now. And obviously, this is great news. He's really pleased. He knows how important this is. And he doesn't seem worried about the transplant at all. He's just kind of pleased that we found the donor now, that all the hard work from everybody has paid off. So next step now.
Yeah. So what is the next step? What happens next then?
So he'll go in a couple of weeks' time. He'll be in isolation from that point on, and he'll have intensive conditioning chemotherapy, which is designed to get rid of all his bone marrow, the bone marrow that isn't working, stem cells that aren't working. That lasts about 9 days, I think. And then after that, the donor cells will be harvested and will then be transplanted. And that's classed as day zero then. And then he starts, hopefully, to slowly recover, and those cells will start to become his and engraft.
I mean, it's been a tough few months for Finn. You know, he's just 7 years old. He's been through loads, hasn't he? What was his reaction when he found out that he had a match and this could all soon be over for him?
He didn't really respond initially. He was kind of playing with the play specialist from Alderhay, Pip, who he loves. So he was just really happy. He's just kind of chatting away, but obviously taking it all in as he does. And then when it came to point that he wanted to ask a question, he was saying, So I have a match then, and it's a very good match, and who is this? And they're saying, well, explaining that it's an anonymous donor, we don't get to find out, but that the doctors were really happy with the quality of the match and were sure that he was going to do well with it. So he was just smiling, he didn't really comment much, just you could tell that he was really happy and quite relieved. I think he's probably been anxious, during the time that we've been waiting and looking for the best donor. So I think he's just really pleased that it's coming, that uncertainty's coming to an end now.
Absolutely. And what's been the celebration like as a family? Because it must be such a huge relief for all of you, Finn's brother, his sister, you, your husband.
Yeah, it's been great, and it's been great to be able to tell people who've all been, going along this journey with us, and waiting to hear, does he have a match? How's things going to pan out for him? We're obviously anxious about the next stage, but we're just going to take that one step at a time, and hope that he does as well with the transplant as he's done so far. But yeah, it's fantastic just to know that this first phase, this first hurdle is out the way now, and we can move on. So hopefully. Getting him well, getting him a cure.
Yeah, well, I remember at the time when we were searching for that match for Finn, everyone kept saying, it's like a needle in a haystack. It's like winning the lottery, finding a match. But it just goes to show that when people get together, when people in force sign the registry, 15,000 people since you started that appeal have joined as donors, and that's not just going to help Finn, that could help thousands of others as well, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what's so amazing, because it's been a really tough time, but it's been great to be able to do something positive in the midst of all that, and I think everybody around us has felt that. So friends, family, and all the local community have all pulled together. Liverpool have just been great, Radio City listeners and Echo readers and so on. It's just felt really, we felt the warmth, and we felt people working together to find a match for Finn, but then also knowing that when Finn has his match, that we've got all these extra donors that will help other people. People have been contacting me saying, a friend of mine is being called, maybe he's the match for Finn, and that might well be the case, but if not, then it's going to be somebody else just like Finn who's out there who's waiting for a match. We've met children in the hospital who in the near future may need a donor. So I'd just say to the people who maybe haven't sent their kits back yet or are thinking about signing up and haven't yet, please still do that. Even though we think now Finn might have his match, don't not sign up. Please do that, because there's so many other people out there who are in Finn's situation. It'd be amazing if they got news just like the news we got yesterday. So
Definitely. So those are the DIY kits that you send off for, and you do your own swab and send it off. So if people still have them, please can you send them in and still join the register?
Yeah, yeah. And if anybody, you know, is just thinking about joining the register, then contact Dilly Blood Cancer or Anthony Nolan, request a kit. It's really easy to do. You know, keep doing that. Let's keep up the momentum for, you know, the Finns campaign, and hopefully lots of other people will get this great news and this great chance of a cure.
Yeah, what a huge difference everyone's making. And obviously you said Finn's got a tricky few weeks in terms of the chemo and stuff and going through the transplant, but are you now looking forward to a future that you were at one point worried about where it would end up?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with his condition, they did say that transplant was likely to be the only chance of a cure, and whilst the chemotherapy he's had has improved his condition in the short term, we know that won't last. So we know that it needs to go through transplant to have that chance of a cure. So we need to get through the next few months. We need to help him to get back to full health, and then, you know, maybe this time next year we'll be looking back on all of this as a bad dream and planning our next holiday and days out as a family.
Oh, I hope so. Really hope so.